Let us pray. O Christ, our Savior dear, cleanse all now present here of sins that are abounding, that we, your praises sounding, may serve you without fear. Amen. On more than one occasion in years past, after chapel, hymn books intended to go into the hymn rack out there have fallen to the floor. On one of these occasions, I stopped in the lobby there and watched. I watched as one student after another carefully stepped over the book, but did not pick it up and put it away. And finally, after many students had passed, one of them did pick it up. Well, that's just one example of a problem that faces all of us, the failure to tend to the little things. Now, all sorts of excuses can be given. It's not my job. Somebody else made the mess. Why should I clean it up? Someone else will pick it up. All such excuses seem to point to a rather self-centered approach to life. Now, of course, at this moment, I'm not interested in the excuses, nor for that matter am I talking about trying to keep the campus clean. Rather, I would like to talk about these words of Christ. He who is faithful in what is least is faithful also in much, and he who is unjust in what is least is unjust also in much. How many of us think that we should be chosen for big, important things? Yet if we have not proven ourselves in the little, less important things, who's going to entrust us with the big things? In sports, your coaches watch to see if you are tending to the little tasks in practice, the boring little things that you have to do. The player that tends to the little details is likely also to tend to the big things, and to do it without having to be told. The same holds true with many of the facets in our daily lives. Those who join the army must take care of little boring duties before they can be promoted to a higher rank and be entrusted with greater responsibilities. Those who want a high-paying position in the working world will find that they first must prove themselves in some low-paying position. No one in their right mind is going to entrust you with an important and crucial job until you have proven yourself with that which is less important. God called Moses to be the leader of his people. However, this didn't happen right away. Not until Moses was tested in the little things. And so for 40 years, Moses was given the task of leading sheep. Only after that was he ready to lead the people of God, who would eventually bring forth the Savior of the world. Many people have been chosen by God to carry out important tasks, but only after they have faithfully performed the less important ones. Here at Emmanuel, we train boys and girls to be men and women of God, serving Him in the world, and especially in the public ministry. During this training, we who are given positions of responsibility observe the little things. How do these students handle assignments that are given to them on a daily basis? Assignments that they consider to be unimportant, or at least less important than other things. how do these students relate to other students on the campus, especially the annoying students or the bewildered newcomers? If they cannot learn to serve others here, where it's easy, how will they learn to serve out there in the world, where it's hard? So what about you? Where do you fit into this? Will you be given a position of honor at the head of Christ's table of service? Not until you have served well at the foot of the table. It's not just the big things that are proof of your worthiness. More often than not, it's the little things. It's how you dedicate yourself to your daily assignments. It's how you take care of your dormitory duties. It's how you do your job in the kitchen. It's how you get along with that student whose personality irritates you. It's how you come to the aid of a student who is suffering. It's how you handle the disappointments of student life, losing a game, losing a boyfriend or a girlfriend, enduring teasing, getting sick, and so forth. All of these little things are preparing you for some larger task that God has in mind for you. Unless, of course, you prove yourself to be unfaithful or unjust, in that case, you can hardly expect God to entrust you with a larger task. He'll give it to somebody else. Got plenty of people to work with. In order to carry out the unfathomable task of saving the world, God's Son came into the world. But he did not come here as a grown man surrounded by glory, but as a little lowly baby. And from the moment of his birth onward, it was his responsibility to faithfully apply himself to all things, to the little things as well as the big things. He had to fulfill the tiniest jot and tittle of God's law. He was faithful in that which was least, and only after that did he prove himself to be faithful in that which was most, the salvation of the world, of you and of me. And so he did the big thing, sacrificing himself for our sins. So it is that today we are forgiven for our many acts of unfaithfulness, because he was faithful. May Jesus help us then to be faithful to in the little things, so that when the time comes for us to be entrusted with a great venture for the kingdom of God, we will prove faithful in that which is most. We pray. Lord Jesus, you do not allow a little sparrow to fall to the ground unless it is in keeping with your will. Grant that we also will be faithful to the little tasks, to every task of life that you send our way, large or small. Cause our eyes always to be searching from that tiny manger to that monumental cross, so that in your faithfulness we will find our strength to be faithful. Hear us for your name's sake. Amen. We conclude with hymn 450, verse 5.
dyslexia.
It's supposed to be 540, verse 5.
Okay.
That's a good verse anyway. The schedule for tomorrow is that there will be half a day of school. The reason for this is that there is a funeral for Kathy Larson tomorrow afternoon, and most of our faculty plans to attend, as well as I'm sure some of the staff. The offices also will be closed tomorrow afternoon for part of the time. I don't know what time the office will close, but if you go there in the afternoon, don't expect it to be open. Those of you, because we're only having half a day, we are asking you to sign up for lunch. And so there's a sign-up sheet, I believe, at the entryway into the cafeteria. We need to know, you know, who's going to be there for lunch, because sometimes when we have half a day, people go elsewhere. And also tomorrow, since school will be over at noon, we need to know who's planning to take the 3 o'clock bus. So you got to think this through real fast. Are you going to try to go home at noon, or are you going to stay around for the bus? So raise your hand if you think you're going to be here for the bus. Ignore that hand. I don't see any hands. We are going to cancel the bus then, correct? If that's going to be a problem for anybody, please talk to that man over there. Thank you.